I'm Marco Werman with The World. This week, we've been talking a lot about one story, the fallout from President Trump's travel ban on refugees and people from seven Muslim-majority nations. And we stumbled across this interesting fact. The Statue of Liberty, that symbol of America that's been greeting immigrants for generations, was originally modeled on a Muslim woman. Ed Berenson is a history professor at NYU and wrote The Statue of Liberty, a transatlantic story. He's with us to talk about who was the original Lady Liberty. So what is the history of the statue, Ed, and who was the Muslim woman that artist Frederic Bartholdi modeled his statue on?
Frederic Bartholdi was a French sculptor, and he was involved with the ruler of Egypt in the 1860s, and he decided with that guy in Egypt that he was going to build a monument to commemorate the opening of the Suez Canal. And that monument was going to be a woman in the southern opening of the canal holding up a torch over her head, and that woman was dressed in Arab peasant garb. And that was the first kind of big statue of a woman in the water that Bartholdi was going to do. Unfortunately, the ruler of Egypt was bankrupt and he couldn't afford the commission. And Bartholdi had to repurpose his statue. And a couple of years earlier, he and a bunch of friends had decided they were going to give a gift to the United States that was going to commemorate the centennial of the American Revolution. And he thought, I've got a great idea. I can reuse this image, but change it to fit the American Revolution. And so he changed the woman that was originally dressed in Arab garb, and he turned it into a Greco-Roman goddess of liberty.
What would have happened if this had been an Arab woman in some kind of Arab garb in New York Harbor, like in the 19th century? Would anybody have had a problem with that?
Yeah. People would have had a huge problem with that.
Why?
Because it wouldn't have fitted. It wouldn't have been anything that anybody in this country recognized. Already, the Greco-Roman Statue of Liberty that he proposed was rejected by all kinds of people in the United States. That the Americans weren't used to building public monuments, and that whole Greco-Roman thing wasn't really very significant in American iconography at that point. So, even this Western image was already controversial. A non-Western image, I think, would have meant that the project would have been rejected.
Also, what is the book that Lady Liberty is holding? Is that the Bible?
No, it's a tablet of the laws, and it says July 4th, 1776 on that. And there's an interesting story there, too, because in the first sketches that Bartholdi made for the Statue of Liberty, instead of that tablet of the laws, she's holding a broken chain in her hands, and it seems pretty likely that the original symbolism of the Statue of Liberty was meant to be about the abolition of slavery. But by the time that Bartholdi actually put up the Statue of Liberty in the 1880s, we were very far away from the Civil War and Reconstruction, and memories of slavery had receded on the part of people, at least, who had never been enslaved. And so a more kind of benign, less kind of controversial image got substituted for the chains. There still are some broken chains under the Statue of Liberty's feet, but they're not so visible, and they're much less visible than the ones in her hand would have been.
So one statue so loaded with meaning and history, what thoughts do you have about the battle this country is waging against immigrants from Muslim nations when the model for the Statue of Liberty was at one point a Muslim, maybe not Muslim, but certainly an Arab woman? What are we supposed to do with this irony except kind of wince?
Yeah, it's a sad thing, because the Statue of Liberty has for so long represented a welcome to people abroad who are suffering, who are looking for a refuge. And the poem that everybody knows that's on the Statue of Liberty, written by Emma Lazarus, "Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses." And
right,
we seem to be rejecting the tired, your poor, and your huddled masses right now. And that is not in keeping with what the Statue of Liberty is all about.
Ed Berenson, history professor at NYU. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.